Welcome to our first podcast. We are Sinam and Arsida, and we are going to talk about a story that had a big impact on us.
This story is about a man from Indiana called William Barnhouse who suffered his whole life from mental illness. He was convicted on December 15, 1992 for a sexual assault he didn't commit. This sexual assault included a 22-year-old woman who was raped on April 21st behind a vacant building near downtown Muncie, Indiana. Barnhouse was accused on basis of a description that the young victim reported to the police. They started investigating the crime scene. They arrested a 35-year-old man who matched the description. The victim confirmed William as her perpetrator. After this accusation, Barnhouse was sent to trial in Delaware County Circuit Court. The analysts from the Indiana State Police have done various tests, including a blood analysis and a hair analysis. The results of the blood test matched the biological evidence that was found on the woman's jeans and the rape kit. The second test that was done by the hair analysts indicated that the hair that was found on the woman's body was a match with William's hair.
These investigations were ultimately considered unworthy because they were inaccurate. On December 15, 1992, William was eventually sentenced to 80 years in prison. The FBI found that 90% of the cases were incorrect reports and testimonials. After this, the Delaware County gave the analysts, who were trained by the FBI, permission to make a few DNA tests. On the last DNA test, they decided that Barnhouse is not the perpetrator because his sperm doesn't match the sperm that was found on the victim's jeans. Barnhouse was immediately released after this DNA test. This indicates that he was in prison for 25 years for a terrible act that someone else committed.
We were really curious about how things are going with William Barnhouse after 2 years because we could sympathize with him while reading this case. We had contact with the Barnhouse family and we were informed that William couldn't make it. As a result, we invited the wife of William Barnhouse to our podcast studio and we asked her a few questions about William Barnhouse. Hi, Mrs. Barnhouse, how are you?
I am good. Certainly, the last 2 years I feel much better because my husband has been released from prison.
How did it feel for your husband to be in jail for 25 years?
He said that it was really rough for him. He always was innocent, but he never gave up because he knew that the truth will come out.
Did William receive special treatments after his release?
Yes, since his release in March, William has received special care and services for 24 hours.
How is he doing now?
He is doing really well. We both are glad that it's finally over and we are so happy now.
This was the last question. Thank you for coming. It was really nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you too. Thank you for having me. So we have received information about the life of William Barnhouse after his release. This was our podcast for today. If you want more podcasts from us, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Bye!